A call to action from both sides of the aisle. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I cannot think of a more harrowing, panicked crisis for parents to face than desperately trying to find food and formula for their newborn babies.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, head of the House Republican caucus, is on the same page as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, at least in terms of the urgency.
The baby's crying, the baby's hungry. We need to address it right now. And I think we have good focus on it.
The White House says President Biden will speak with retailers and formula manufacturers this afternoon on steps to make more available as the FDA considers easing some regulations on producing and importing formula. The shortage is blamed on a combination of supply chain disruptions and recent product recalls. As a heated abortion debate continues on Capitol Hill and around the country, Supreme Court justices meet again.
Justices were scheduled to meet for a regular conference, a meeting that is private, with only the justices attending. It is the first time the nine justices have had a conference since the leak of a draft opinion showed a majority ready to overturn abortion protections outlined in the landmark Roe v. Wade case. Chief Justice John Roberts said the draft document was authentic but may not reflect the final outcome of the case. He's also ordered the marshal of the court to investigate the leak. Pro-choice activists have demonstrated outside the homes of conservative justices, raising security concerns.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden hosting his second global summit, appealing for more help to keep fighting COVID.
We can do this. We can control COVID-19. We can start to build a better, healthier, and more secure future today if we all do our part.
This as he also marked 1 million COVID deaths in the U.S., just shy of that number in the Johns Hopkins count. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A top Democrat in Florida politics will not seek re-election to the legislature now that he's accused of sexual misconduct.
Florida Democratic legislator Ramon Alexander is famous for outspoken criticism of the state's Republican leaders, especially Governor Ron DeSantis. He was slated to become his party's leader in the state House of Representatives, but now Alexander says he will not seek another term. This announcement comes as he's now the focus of sexual harassment complaints made by a former employee of Florida A&M University, where Alexander once studied and was once employed. The accuser, a male, claims Alexander sent him unwanted nude photos and videos and at times groped him. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Alexander has claimed a consensual relationship. A celebrity comedian facing a new sexual misconduct claim in California.
Comedian Andy Dick is in trouble with the law once again, this time for felony sexual battery. The Orange County Sheriff's Department saying that Dick was arrested on Wednesday at a campground after an adult male victim called authorities about a possible sexual assault. The arrest was actually live streamed as the campground's Captain Content RV live stream happened to be rolling while cops approached and eventually handcuffed Andy in the background of the stream. He has not been formally charged yet. His bail was set at $25,000 with a court hearing pending Friday.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. A baseball signed by Ukraine's president sells at auction for more than $50,000, over triple the expected price. RR Auction of Boston says part of the money will go toward humanitarian aid for Ukrainians displaced by the Russian invasion. President Zelensky signed the ball with black felt tip marker in both Ukrainian and Latin letters. The seller, a well-known baseball collector, while the buyer was anonymous. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.